Well, it's a personal privilege to be with Zippy DeVal and the Farm Bureau today, and we're grateful that they are giving strong support to our new organization. And of course, I'm greatly indebted to Max Baucus for his service in the Senate, his service as our ambassador to China, a great partner. Let me just say that I would want to follow up with thoughts that we have to make our agricultural export sales. We have to do this because half of the acreage, as Libby pointed out, is devoted really to feeding the world. Now, the fact is that United States soybean exports this year are 17% behind last year at this stage. We're still, corn export sales are running 41% behind last year. It's a time, as a matter of fact, in which farmers, by and large, around the country, are earning less on their farms. Considerable consolidation as small farmers continue to get out of farming and their land goes to larger enterprises. This is a bipartisan effort, but it's also should be a national effort in which all the citizens of America ought to be supporting our farmers. And our farmers right now are suffering an income decline. This isn't going to last very long, we hope, but farmers for free trade can make a difference. It's a grassroots organization of farmers who are suffering these downturns in terms of prices and future prices now, and likewise income losses, and yet at the same time want to continue to use the very best mechanics, the very best seed, fertilizer, agricultural processes. I say this, and I hope this is not self-serving, as a member of a farm family. I've managed a Luger farm in Indianapolis, 604 acres, with corn and soybeans and hardwood trees now for over 50 years. And I would just say that we've had a good harvest on Luger farm this year. Our soybeans did well, but I've got most of them stored because the price is not right. And until we get over this problem of NAFTA having problems, we really need to extol the virtues of NAFTA. We ought to get back into the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP organization, so that we in fact compete with China and everybody else in the Pacific area. I'm excited to be a part of this organization, be a part of this team, and I thank you for this privilege.